Welcome to a second season of this here Writing Momentum, brought to you from a ministry onto its own, the Sovereign Light Talk Show, live from Belize, Central America. I am your hostess, Maria Arvanites. I'm so excited to announce our very special guest. Are you excited as I am so revved here with us? Nyla Nguyen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm good. Gosh, so nice to see you. Oh, wow.
Got me on.
Yes, yes. Folks, Nyla Nguyen, 3D to 5D consciousness and twin flame spiritual journey is this episode for today on our second season. Nyla Nguyen is a gold ray twin flame. She has passed all the phases and the tests of this journey as an old soul and light warrior, complete within herself to shine the light into becoming best versions of ourselves, Aka, the higher self, helping to spread the word and assist humanity live by universal laws, with increased understanding of the spiritual and metaphysical world. She is also a guidance counselor for other twin flames to achieve success. Nyla Nguyen offers her deep insights and wisdom to help newly activated twin flames gain clarity and assist us to understand ourselves and our potential soul mission better. Her favorite saying, quoted by her, is, "Be the spark that ignites a flame in others' lives. You learn more from failure than from success. Failure builds character, and character is the universe's main currency, not money. We can't become what we want by remaining what we are." Nyla's research that she spreads as a public speaker on BitChute, Odyssey, and other social media platforms such as YT and YouTube, as well as the 3D to 5D consciousness website. Well, how are we about New Earth? And can we anchor the 5D energy together with Nyla? She is here today with us to share her spiritual, metaphysical, and galactic knowledge through our ascension journey, as well as unghosting and becoming unghosted from our twin flames. Welcome, Nyla, to the show.
Thank you so much for the introduction and having me. It's an honor.
Yes. So I just wanted to know that I introduced you with some of these things, and I'm kind of curious myself too here.
Where did you find all that information? I only give you a very short bio. You got all this other information from where?
I certainly had enough time to look up your YouTube channel, your BitChute. And again, what does YT stand for?
YT stands for YouTube.
Oh, you see, that was an easy one. And, you know, you're saying here that you have passed all the phases and the tests of this journey. Can you expand on that, please?
The twin flame journey? You go through a lot of spiritual tests where you're going to be put through like bullying situation. For example, you know what I mean? You have to leave your family house. You have to fend for yourself at a young age. You have to now become self-employed. All these different spiritual tests that spirit's going to put you through in order to see if you are strong enough, you have the character to be able to do what you came here to do. Like, what I came here to do, my mission in doing this public speaking work, as you call it, requires me to have a lot of knowledge and skills to be able to do it well. And I had to acquire that knowledge. And on top of acquiring all that knowledge, I also had to deal with a lot of psychic attacks, you know, deal with a lot of psychic attacks, be able to support myself, being in a foreign country, going through, you know, financial problems, going through marital problems, that kind of stuff. You're going to be put through a lot of different spiritual tests. And if you don't pass each one of these spiritual tests, it's going to hinder your ability to do your job, your mission here. Like, for example, a lot of twin flames, a lot of light workers, they have issues doing their mission. Why? Because they're still struggling to survive in the matrix. You know, how do you do your mission if you're still also constantly trying to survive, pay the bills, do that? You have to be able to support yourself, be stable at a certain point in your life to be able to be now doing the spiritual work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
How do you even fit in into that little box?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy, right? So a lot of people, they already have trouble just, you know, making an income, being stable to support themselves. But now you have those responsibilities, but then you have to deal with psychic attacks. And then now you got to do your mission. How do you juggle all of that? So that's what I mean by like this, the various different spiritual tests that twin flames are put through in order for you to be strong enough to do your mission. So that the dark ones are always going to attack you a number of ways, especially if you're working online like me. They'll attack your website, they'll attack your brand, they'll attack your character. How do you handle these type of psychic attacks? When they do character assassination, they send all these trolls to your channel and they do a bunch of, like, you know, insults and attack. How do you handle it? A lot of people, they can't handle it. They break down because it just triggers too much wounds and trauma. If you're unhealed, you're not going to be able to process all these people just hating on you and throwing you a bunch of names. You're just going to collapse under all this type of negative energy. So you have to be able to be very strong to be able to withstand all these type of attacks and pass your spiritual test in order to successfully fulfill your mission and do what you came here to do.
So somewhere, yes, on your website, it's showing so many videos that we can actually get if we become a member. And is this like 9.99 euros?
Or that's the Ascension membership site. So it's basically documenting my Ascension journey. So I decided to make a membership site documenting my transition in consciousness, what I learned on this journey, and then I put it into video format to assist people on the challenges they're going to have to face and the problems, the issues they're going to come into. And then I found the solution, how to overcome it. So if they want to be guided on this Ascension journey, they can join to the membership site and then they can watch how I did it. How did I overcome these obstacles? Because you're going to go through them. Like, how did I overcome poverty consciousness? How did I overcome low self-worth, low self-esteem? How did I overcome being backstabbed, being betrayed? How did I overcome so many different things that people have to overcome and face?
And there's one in particular that I'm interested in. 5 ways that you will know your twin flame.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on twin flames on the YouTube channel, because I actually have 2 channels. On YouTube, there is another channel just dedicated for love, relationship, and twin flames. It's called Twin Flame Journey 3D to 5D. Even if you're not a twin flame, that channel has a lot of valuable content, so you understand more about yourself, about love, relationship, because this is very important while you're down here. And in that channel, I'm sharing the spiritual and galactic perspective, so you understand more about these type of connections you're in.
Well, what I'll do is I'll post on whatever social media websites and channels and platforms, I will post where the information is, the details, all your threads, all your links, and wherever people can find you. And this website, 3D to 5D Consciousness, does it also belong to like a team, or is it just yours?
Mine.
Is it okay? Because there's also here.
That's another big task in itself. Not a lot of people have the skills and the resources to build their own membership site. This is why a lot of people go on Patreon and have to sign up to be, working with YouTube, Patreon. It takes a lot of resources and skills and knowledge to be able to actually create your own membership site, own it all, control, manage everything. That in itself is a big task too.
Right. And you also have here some music, Blissful Harmonics tracks. Is
Yeah, that's new. I haven't quite released that to the collective yet. That's a surprise. You already got tapped into it. Yeah, it's a surprise. I was working on the collective. I was going through some really difficult psychic attacks, and I had to create a meditation for myself so I can ground my energy and just dissipate all of the lower vibration that I was going through, because it was intense what I was going through. And the tracks I made helped me to ground my energy, clear my thoughts, connect to my higher self, and be able to focus and be productive on the work I'm doing. I'm involved in multiple lawsuits, so this is what I mean by psychic attacks. So that's why I create the meditation track, so that way I can focus and overcome the challenges I'm going through, so that way I can not lose myself, not lose my mind, and have a mental breakdown, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of people will have anxiety, depression. You're gonna have scattered thoughts if you have problems connecting your higher self because you're feeling lower vibration. This meditation track is gonna help you really elevate your vibration really rapidly. You don't need to really sit and meditate. You can even have it in the background, and then it would just raise your vibration quite rapidly. This is what I actually create for myself. Because it's so healing and effective, I decided to share with the collective. So that way you guys have some tools now. So if you're going through some very challenging situations, you have the tools now to ground your energy and get out of that state of conscious where it's in the lower ego, and raise it so that way it's easier for you to connect to the higher mind.
Okay, so you've not only introducing light and information, but now also sound frequency.
Yeah. Sound frequency is quite powerful. Yeah. Now I'm also diving into that too. I do want the collective to have the sample track. It's very, very powerful. Even just 6 minutes of listening to this track, you're gonna feel a change in your vibration. It's really that powerful.
Wow, and this is called Blissful Harmonics. Thank you so very much, and let's continue. How would we access this? Is there like, how do we go on, or do we pay like a monthly membership? Is there a yearly membership? How do we get in on this?
Well, all of the above. The Ascension site has a monthly and a yearly, and then the meditation track is just a single purchase. You get download link instantly, and then you can watch it. It also has a sample track for you to listen to it before you buy. And I want people to heal themselves naturally versus going to, you know, go smoke a joint, go take a smoke a beer or have a beer or do things that they're trying to escape from or numb their feelings. These tracks is going to help them to get rid of the lower vibration and connect to their higher mind here.
And I noticed that you have these flames here on where your videos are, and you have the, okay, so here we have the sixth ray flame, we have the fourth ray flame, and there was one in particular, the star earth flame. Is that anything to do with twin flame? And can you explain that?
No. So these sacred flames are basically rays that comes from source, prime creator, and each soul is made out of these rays. You belong to a monad. This is your original monad. And I'm sharing information that each of these rays have specific traits, gifts, and abilities. So on your ascension journey, you're going to have to master all of these rays so you become a whole and a balanced being. So the seven rays are connected to the chakra system as well too. But your soul has chosen only two rays to master, and your destiny is connected to your rays. So for example, your introduction, you said that I'm a gold ray twin flame. So the gold ray, the yellow ray twin flame are spiritual gifts and abilities that we are very powerful with, our intuition, knowledge, discernment, wisdom. This is our strength. This is our gifts, our spiritual gifts and ability. So we are the world teachers. So you can see why my job is tied to my ray. Now I'm able to now share my gifts with the world, because this is where my strength is at, is being a world teacher, sharing my spiritual knowledge. I'm a very fast learner. So because people who are fast learner, their responsibility is to be a leader. Because when you're a fast learner, you now have to move up and to become a teacher, because you learn faster than everyone else. You understand? So when you're a fast learner, you have a responsibility to be a teacher, to be a guide to other people who may not learn as quickly as you. You see? So a lot of people want to know what is their mission, what is their purpose. It's tied to their ray. And it takes, you know, it takes some work to find out your ray. I have two rays, which is the yellow ray and as well as the blue ray. The blue ray is about leadership, the masculine energy. It's about leadership, being a public speaker. It's a ray that is about strength, power. It's a masculine ray. So that way you're able to stand up for yourself, and you have the two energy between the masculine and feminine be balanced.
So now that I'm kind of turning red, do you see any color in me, or
I don't have those special gifts to see aura. Okay. Yeah, but what I do to help people identify their rays is that through the consultation, I'll ask them very specific questions about their abilities and their strengths and their weaknesses. And I also get them to get a birth chart, a numerology report. And in that numerology report, I'll be able to see what are their gifts if they don't know their gifts and their strength. And from that, I'll be able to hone in and find out what their rays are. This is one of the things I do to help people become more self-aware.
So is this different from the chakra system?
Yeah. Your chakra system is the energy vortexes within you, but the rays are the energy, the rays are the spark of light that comes from source. You understand? You're created from these rays, one of these rays. So your soul will pick these rays and will have to master it And then once it is sent, it masters, it returns back to the original ray that it was created from.
Okay, I get it. It's in your monad, as you're saying, your energetic signature.
Yeah, your energy is like signature, correct.
And what is this star root chakra? Can you explain that? Because a lot of people just know the seven colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, so below the root chakra, there's also the star chakra that grounds you to the earth. This is why when you ground and you touch the planet with your feet, you have a connection, direct connection to Mother Gaia. So this is one of the chakra system that makes you anchor into your energy with her, and you guys have this energetic connection with each other. It's not good when people walk with their rubber sole feet or walk on pavement, because it disrupts this connection. So you want to walk on as much as bare feet as possible, so that way you'll feel more ground and you'll be healed by connecting to her energy.
And is this different from the northern star, that is the spark from within to finding your sovereignty?
You mean the north node?
The north node, is that kind of different from
I think that's in tarot and in astrology, I believe. This is talking about, find out what you came here to do, your mission, your purpose, the north node.
Oh, that's good. Your authenticity, right?
Well, being authentic is about healing, right? You have to heal, let go, heal your trauma, so that way you don't have to wear a mask and pretend to be somebody you're not. So that's why it's not very easy for people to be authentic, because it requires a lot of healing work. And not a lot of people want to put in the work, or it's tough. They want to run away. They don't want to confront their fears, their anxieties, their traumas. It's traumatic, some things people go through. So if you don't want to confront that, then you're always going to be wearing a mask. You're afraid to be vulnerable because you're not healed. But once you're healed, it's easy for you to be vulnerable. It's easy for you to be vulnerable and express yourself, and especially expressing your feelings. This is why when you meet an authentic person, they will inspire you to be authentic, because it's a vibration, it's an energy that you feel from them.
Yes, it's a higher frequency than love, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so that's why when you are an authentic person and you are doing your thing, you will inspire others to want to do the same.
Yes, yeah, so that's very New Earth, because the old way of doing things is, you have to do things that you don't like to do because that's how you make a living. No, it doesn't. And this is why the entrepreneur path is the hardest one to take, because we're still forerunners for it, right?
Well, the entrepreneur path is the hardest, because you have to be a leader. You have to be able to lead yourself. This is why it's not an easy path, because entrepreneurs are required to learn a lot of skills to become that leader, because you have to be able to solve problems, so without assistance. So that's not something easy, because that requires a higher form of intelligence, and plus you also need to have skills to solve problems. And now you have to be able to have marketing skills to share your solution to the collective. So this is why it's not an easier road, because it requires more skills, more development, higher consciousness.
What level do you think that is? Oh, we're running out of time. Look at this. Already it's saying we're running out of time.
Well, it's not level. It's just how much are you willing to work on yourself? That's why there are some people who are born to be entrepreneurs, is because it's a state of consciousness. It's in within them. Like I said, in order for you to be a teacher and a leader, you have to already be a very good student. You know, it's a progression. Great teachers, great leaders first have to start off being great students. So if you're a very fast learner, you learn these required skills rapidly, then you can easily transition yourself, transition your consciousness to become an entrepreneur, because that's what they are. They are leaders, they are problem solvers, they are teachers, they are people that inspire and motivate others. This is why they're in that leadership position.
And one other thing is, in your membership there, you have one video on, I think it might be on YouTube as well, the unghosting and ghosting of the twin flames amongst each other, you know. So
that one is just only for twin flames who are with their divine counterpart down here, and they're having these relationship issues. So I made two membership area, so that way these type of relationship issues that twin flames experience, they can go into that membership area and they can learn the spiritual perspective. So that way they can see things from a different point of view and heal.
Okay, so for a lot of people who don't know, what's the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame?
Well, a soulmate can be just anybody. It could be your families are all soulmates. But a twin flame means that it's the one soul that split at some point in his evolution. So that means that other being is the same soul as you. So you guys have the same soul. You guys share the same soul song, same soul frequency. Where versus a soulmate, it can be, when we talk about romantic partner, that soulmate will change over time. But then we also have soulmates that are just our friends and our family. Soulmate doesn't necessarily always mean it has to be a romantic person. It could be a relationship where you guys already know each other in the spiritual realm. You guys have a contract to do, learn certain themes, certain lessons down here, and that's your soulmate. Sometimes you meet people and you just feel connected to this person, right? You just feel like you guys are driving and you guys hit it off. Well, you guys are soulmate. You guys already know each other from previous lives. You guys have a contract. This is why there's this soul resonance. But not all those relationships end up being romantic. If you have a romantic connection, that means it's in your contract for you to have certain relationship for your soul to learn from each other, to be mirrors for each other, to learn about what mistakes you need to learn from this situation, how you guys might evolve each other from each other, and what past life you guys had together that you guys need to solve in this lifetime. So a lot of romantic relationship people have, especially with karmics, you guys have unfinished business from other previous lives. So as a result, unfinished themes and lesson that wasn't learned by the soul, you guys will go back into this lifetime and you guys will have another opportunity to learn in this lifetime. So that way your soul can evolve, and once you learn your lesson, you're supposed to split and move apart.
So all this has to be worked out first before you're ready for your twin flame?
No, twin flames is different. Twin flames are chosen by the spiritual realm for a galactic mission. They're down here for a galactic mission. So there are twin flames that are here alone, and there are twin flames that are here with their divine counterpart, but their missions are different. So if you're down here with your divine counterpart, you have a different spiritual mission, and the union of twin flames is very important for our ascension. When twin flames unite, they're going to be anchoring in the unconditional love frequency, which is going to be taking down the matrix, taking down the cabal's energy. This is why it's so important for twin flames to unite in unconditional love. It's another reason why the cabal and all these demonic forces are always attacking twin flames and keeping them separate and keeping them apart, because they don't want them to unite in unconditional love.
Well, are we all like, do we all have a twin flame, or just some of us? Like you said, some of us, not all of us. Okay, I get it.
Well, you all have your own divine counterpart. Like, you all have a divine love, divine soulmate, divine counterpart. But when we're talking about twin flames, as in the light warrior's twin flame, the 144,000, no, those ones came here first. They paved the way for all these other light workers to come. I'm part of the 144,000. I don't know how many of these 144,000 are couples and how many are singles. That we don't know. But since they first arrived here, which was 6.5 million years ago, there has been more twin flames that's come after them. So there's like millions of twin flames down here.
Well, it's been very informative. One quick question. How many universal laws are there? I was told there was like 11.
You know what? It really varies from like civilization to civilization. So when I study various civilizations, I noticed that each of them had their own version. Like the SSI has 5, others have 11, others have 12, others have 10. And they're all like kind of variation. They all say the same thing more or less, but But it's all, I haven't seen a cohesive, let's say, set of universal law. It changes based on the civilization from my studies.
And I
it's
think
different from it's different from for the Pleiadians, for the Venusians, for the Esesani, for the Lemurians, but they're also the same thing, but they say differently.
Well, I think everything else we've touched upon, and we can find all of this on your website, and we can sample your music, and we can also, I will thread everything for your YouTube, your BitChute, where I first met you from 3 years ago when you started. You've been at it for like 4 years every Sunday, committed yourself to this consistently, and I love your show, Nyla. I always look forward to it every Sunday. And with that said, I really appreciate it. It was an honor and a blessing to have you on this show. And I hope that you can stay after this recording has stopped. And thank you so very much, Nyla.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to it's an honor to be on the show, and I want to thank you for inviting me. And it's an honor to meet your audience as well too. Thank
and
you.
I hope to see you again, perhaps on another episode or another season. Yes, I will reach out to you. Thank you so
no
very
problem.
much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.